Oh, we are so excited because Story of Hope is that time, and it's such an honor and a privilege. We go live with Yulani J. Good morning, Yulani.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So a different pace of weather down here in Cape Town.
Definitely, definitely. It's so cold.
I always say to people, when it comes to Cape Town, if you don't like the weather, just wait 15 to 20 minutes and it will change.
True. True, true, true.
But we're not here to talk about the weather. We want to hear about Yulani J and what God has been doing in your life over the last couple of years, because it's so excited with regard to your album called Moi.
Yeah.
And the song that we played before 7 o'clock, such a beautiful song, by the way, and we got a lot of people responding to that.
Thank you.
we want to hear what God has been doing in your life. What have you experienced? What is the journey that God has taken you on?
You know what, Jonathan, now that you speak about Moi and, you know, things like that, yesterday I was thinking what a privilege it is to actually do what you love. And I saw this morning, my mom yesterday made a post about on Facebook about her children and their dreams and things like that. And yeah. I thank the Lord for my mother, because everything she did, she sculpted my being into becoming an artist, because God said I would be one.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm not a parent, but I'm so thankful for parents like that, you know, your child isn't born yet, but God has spoken to you. He has declared who you are, who you will be. And, what an amazing privilege. So I was thinking about that, and now that I'm doing all of this and I'm signed with Warner and I still can't believe it. And
I know.
Like, it's crazy.
It's
and
awesome.
I got a notification saying that Moi, it's what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it's 4 days old and it has 12,000 streams on Spotify.
Woohoo!
And I thought to myself, Lord, this is only you. I know this is now crossover music and whatever, but this is still you, Lord. And myself and JP, my husband, we looked at my songs and I had a Christian album, Spirit Break Out. And I mean, it's a Christian album. It's about God. But I have more scriptures in my new album, Moi, that is a secular album.
Brilliant.
Than my Christian one.
That's
because
beautiful.
When God is in you, when he is in your heart, in your mind, when he speaks to you, he infiltrates you. And I think that is amazing. And it's powerful, but it's also Moi.
It is.
That is Moi.
And for those who don't understand Afrikaans, Moi means beautiful. But it's just such a more descriptive word in Afrikaans, Moi. But yeah,
definitely.
Love it. That is
yeah,
incredible.
And I just, yeah, I'm so thankful to God. So I also want to encourage anyone that's listening or watching, if you have a passion or a dream and you know that you know that you know that you know that God placed that dream in your heart, in your mind, in your every being, then go for it, because it will not fail, because God, the God that created the heaven and the earth, is behind you. He is supporting you. It doesn't matter what everyone else says, because he is supporting you and he is your rock and he is steadfast and his heart for us is good. That is Moi.
Amen. Oh, that is so good. Now, in terms of your upbringing, and I have the privilege of knowing your mom,
yes,
and she is an incredible lady. Yulita, you are an amazing lady. You really are.
Hi, Mama.
And was there ever a time, truth be told, was there ever a time when, as a rebellious teenager, you were like, no, I don't want to be a songwriter. I don't want to do this thing anymore, Mom?
No, not as a songwriter. I think she was more versichtig. That I don't do things too fast, but definitely I was rebellion against other things. I get nooit geluisterd and I get baie pak gekry.
The good old days when you could give hidings.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, but my mom has always been supportive of my dream, because like I said, because God spoke to her. But no, definitely I was naughty.
And then let's talk into that space of hearing from God, and even in terms of signing with Warner and writing the songs that you've been writing lately. It's I just from my where I little in my little corner where I sit, I've seen like this escalation, like this, like you're now just flourishing, and the stuff that's coming out is amazing to hear.
Thank you.
So talk to us about that process, and also about JP and how that whole thing happened.
Well, so with Warner Music, it was very interesting. I wrote a song for JP, interesting enough. So name is Arem, and it was about the differences because we have physically some differences.
Yeah.
I'm white, he's not. Our personalities are... Oh, yet it is by it, yeah, my God. It's not at all the same. And I wrote this song, and Warner Music heard it, and they signed me.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. And we prayed about it, and I said, Lord, if you don't want me to do this. And there was a few things that people I did not know that phoned me randomly saying, we see you signing something. You have to change this, this, and this. They didn't know me. They didn't know what I was doing.
They didn't even know what you were
exactly
in the pipeline for.
And so that was just proper confirmation.
That's God.
Yeah, but so with Arem writing it for JP, we've been married for a little bit more than 2 years.
Oh, beautiful.
Ons honeymoon nog steeds.
Exactly.
My grandfather always says, only after 10 years you can stop honeymooning.
That's true. Yeah, you've got to. It's beautiful. Absolutely incredible. And even in, I mean, we often play Arem on CCFM.
Thank you for that.
The reality of that we are poorer if we don't accept different people that have got differences. That might be cultural difference, it might be upbringing difference, it might be any kind of difference. True. Personality is a big one.
It's a very big one because people, when your personality, we have clashes and we're emotional beings. And but, you know, God made all of us and there's a reason why you are the way that you are. And it comes back to purpose.
Yeah.
Because what has God called you for? You need certain aspects of your personality for what you are called for.
Yeah, so true. So now I'm going to ask that question, the one about how did you know that he, JP, was the guy for you?
I didn't for a very long time. Ek het eers gedink hy was mooi of hot of enige ietsie. Because that's true. You have to be attracted to the person.
Yeah, exactly.
So I actually met JP when I was 12 years old. Yeah,
no way.
I was little and he was...
At school or church or...
At church. At okay. A church function. Like all Christians, that's where we meet our people. Okay, church
so,
box.
So ladies, yeah, exactly.
No, so we met at a church and my dad years ago, he was a pastor, not anymore, but JP's parents are still pastors and they pastor a beautiful church in Belleville South. And so we met there and we didn't really like each other. For those who don't know, JP is a sound engineer.
Oh, sound engineers.
Tech support.
Yeah.
And he was the sound engineer at the event and I was just singing. I think I was like a pre-show or something. And that's where we met. And as our industry works, you meet each other at events. And we just became friends. And then later when I was older, we met again. And then... Do ewe skielik toe sy mooi. Toe sy bietjie my view changed. Ja, toe sy bietjie meer aantreklik. Wow. And yeah, we fell in love and we got married. But it wasn't easy because I got married when I was 20. A lot of people, first of all, we're not the same color. Mense het gesê, nee, jy kan nie dit doen nie.
Sure.
You know, we passed apartheid, maar sure. Moenie meng nie. But you know, when you're a Christian, even though I'm very proud that I'm an Afrikaner and JP is he's Indian, when you have the culture of Christ, your life is different because it doesn't matter what you know, the past, because especially where we are today, the culture of God is so important and we need to keep that alive. Mm. We need to keep that moving because that, at the end of the day, that's what's important.
Amen.
So we create our new culture, and lucky for us, that's what we did.
Sure. I love that. I love that.
That's incredible.
It is, hey? It really is. And I mean, even the Apostle Paul writes, they are no longer Greeks or Jews, they're slaves or free. We've got to accept this thing. And yes, it might be different in terms of the way you do things, but that doesn't mean we can't love one another.
Definitely. That's so true.
Yeah. The song that immediately comes to mind is one that I grew up with, and I'm giving my age away, but Michael W. Smith's Love One Another. You know, we are meant, God made us as human beings, not human doings, but as human beings. And in that he made us, we are of the humankind. And so we must be kind to one another. If there's a human in your vicinity, be kind to them. We're of the humankind. So, Yolani, the last thing I'm going to ask you to do is just to pray, because I know that there are young people, single ladies, single guys out there that are like, oh, Lord, am I ever going to meet Mr. or Mrs. Wright? You know, would you pray into that as the Spirit leads, but also specifically of this thing of loving one another across skin color, racial divides, personality clashes and things like that?
Definitely. Father God, we just come to you and we just thank you for who you are, for what you've done and what you're busy doing in our lives. Lord, I'd like to pray for everyone driving, sitting at home, wherever you are. But Lord, I want to ask you that you also just touch them and be with them. Lord, I want to pray for every single lady, every guy sitting there praying for their Mr. or Mrs. Wright. And Lord, I would like to ask you that you, in your time, of course, just reveal to them who it is and guide them, Lord. Your guidance is so gold, Lord, and thank you for that. Lord, I just pray that peace be upon everyone, and that even if you have this big desire or longing for someone, that you will know that in God you are enough. And that, yes, we are made for each other, but also you are more than enough on your own as well. And I just thank you, Lord, also for everyone that's already found their perfect someone. All the people that have been married for 10 years plus. Lord, thank you for that structure of marriage, Lord. And thank you for that beautiful, beautiful example that you've shown us. And I pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Yolani. And if people want to follow your music and your story, where do they go?
Okay, so my music is available on all digital platforms. Anywhere you listen, you can find it. As well as I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I don't have Twitter, though. But
yeah, Twitter. I never got Twitter.
It's too negative. But it's at Yolani J.
At Yolani J. Go check it out, ladies and gentlemen. So cool to have you in studio.
Donkey.
Thank you, donkey, for your dates. Thank you to your husband for bringing you safely to us. And God bless you guys.
Thank you so much.
If breakfast is the most important meal of your day, then you need to have yours in the company of friends.